Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream, futurist and author Amy Webb combines her expertise in forecasting and technology to guide readers through understanding and identifying emerging trends that will shape the future. Webb, with her deep understanding of the digital landscape, deciphers how the fringe signals of today give us a glimpse into what will become mainstream tomorrow. This book is a compelling read for anyone interested in gaining insight into future trends and learning the methodology to anticipate changes and adapt accordingly. Through a series of engaging examples and a clear framework, Webb equips readers with the tools they need to look ahead and navigate the uncertainties of the future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding signals and trend forecasting. Amy Webb opens the book by detailing the importance of recognizing signals, which are often dismissed as noise or outliers, in trend forecasting. She deftly explains how these signals, when analyzed correctly, can predict shifts in society, technology, economy, and politics. Webb provides readers with a foundation on how to distinguish between a true signal and mere noise. This section empowers readers with the knowledge to identify emerging trends by observing innovations and changes at the fringes of society and technology. It's about understanding the undercurrents that precede major shifts and how to strategically position oneself or one's business to benefit from these emerging trends. Secondly, the six forces that influence the future. One of the book's key frameworks involves the six forces that Webb argues are consistently driving change and shaping the future: wealth distribution, education, government, geopolitics, public health, and environmental issues. For each force, Webb provides insights into how they currently influence trends and how they are likely to continue doing so. She uses current and historical data to show how these forces interact with each other, often in complex ways, to push certain trends to the forefront. This topic not only helps readers gain a deeper understanding of the broader context in which trends emerge, but also encourages them to consider multiple perspectives when analyzing potential futures. Thirdly, the cipher methodology. A central part of The Signals Are Talking is Webb's introduction to the cipher methodology, a systematic approach she developed for predicting the future. Cipher stands for contradictions, inflections, practices, hacks, extremes, and rarities. This method teaches readers to look for these specific types of signals in the world around them, aiding in the prediction of which emerging trends will take hold. Webb provides practical tips and real-world examples of how to apply each element of the cipher method to everyday observations, making it an invaluable tool for anyone looking to get ahead of the curve. Fourthly, case studies. From fringe to mainstream, Amy Webb illustrates her methodologies and theories with diverse and compelling case studies that span industries and topics. These examples help readers understand how fringe signals evolved into mainstream phenomena. From the rise of cryptocurrency to the proliferation of personal DNA testing, Webb dissects these trends' journeys from the margins to the masses. Each case study unpacks the initial signals, the factors that drove their expansion, and the impact they have had on society. This section not only validates Webb's strategies for trend forecasting, but also serves as a practical guide for applying these lessons to anticipate future trends. Lastly, preparing for the future. The final section of The Signals Are Talking shifts focus towards practical advice for applying the insights and methodologies from the earlier chapters. Webb discusses the importance of agility, openness to innovation, and strategic planning for both individuals and organizations. She encourages readers to proactively consider the future impact of current trends, both globally and in their industries, and to develop strategies to navigate or even shape these trends. This topic is crucial for ensuring readers not just understand how to identify and analyze signals, but also take actionable steps towards future-proofing their careers, businesses, and lives. In conclusion, Amy Webb's The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream is an essential read for entrepreneurs, business leaders, policymakers, or anyone interested in staying ahead of the curve. Through her insightful analyses, clear methodologies, and actionable advice, Webb demonstrates how to identify the early signals of change and position oneself to thrive in the evolving landscape. This book teaches readers not just to anticipate the future, but to actively shape it, making it a valuable resource for navigating the uncertainties of tomorrow. By understanding the methodologies and lessons in this book, readers can gain a competitive edge in their careers and industries, making The Signals Are Talking a catalyst for innovation and success. If you would like to support Amy Webb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.